我们读新约圣经提摩太前书第五章。
We'll read from New Testament, 1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书第五章。
1 Timothy chapter 5.
第一节，不可严责老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄。
From verse 1, do not sharply rebuke an older man, but rather appeal to him as a father, to the younger men as brothers.
劝老年妇女如同母亲，劝少年妇女如同姐妹，总要清清节节的。
The older women as mothers, and the younger women as sisters, in all purity.
要尊敬那真为寡妇的。
Honor widows who are widows indeed.
若寡妇有儿女，或有孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这在神面前是可悦纳的。
But if any widow has children or grandchildren, they must first learn to practice piety in regard to their own family and to make some return to their parents.For this is acceptable in the sight of God.
那独居无靠、真为寡妇的，是仰赖神、昼夜不住的祈求祷告。
Now she who is a widow indeed and who has been left alone has fixed her hope on God and continues to in entreaties and prayers night and day.
但那好宴乐的寡妇正活着的时候也是死的。
But she who gives herself in wanton pleasure.Is dead even while she lives.
这些事你要嘱咐他们，叫他们不，叫他们无可指责。
Prescribe these things as well, so that they may be above reproach.
人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人，更是如此。
But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his own household,He has denied the faith, and it's worse than an unbeliever.
寡妇记在册子上，必须年纪到60岁，从来只做一个丈夫的妻子。
A widow is to be put on the list only if she is not less than 60 years old, having been the wife of one man.
若有行善的名声，就如养育儿女、接待远人、洗圣徒的脚、救济遭难的人，竭力。行各样善事
Having a reputation for good works And if she has brought up children If she has shown hospitality to strangers If she has washed the saints' feet If she has assisted those in distress And if she has devoted herself to every good work
至于年轻的寡妇就可以辞她因为他们的情欲发动违背基督的时候就想要嫁人
But refuse to put younger widows on the listFor when they feel sensual desires in disregard to Christ, they want to get married.
他们被定罪，是因废弃了当初所许的愿。
Thus incurring condemnation because they have set aside their previous pledge.
并且他们又习惯懒惰，哀家闲游，不但是懒惰，又说长道短，好管闲事，说些不当说的话。
At the same time, they also learn to be idle.As they go around from house to house, and not merely idle, but also gossips and busybodies, talking about things not proper to mention.
所以我愿意年轻的寡妇嫁人，生养儿女，治理家务，不给敌人辱骂的把柄。
Therefore, I want younger widows to get married, bear children, keep house, and give the enemies no occasion for reproach.
因为已经有转去随从撒旦的。
For some have already turned aside to follow Satan.
信主的妇女若家中有了寡妇，自己就当救济他们，不可累着教会，好使教会能救济那真无依靠的寡妇。
If any woman who is a believer has dependent widows, she must assist them, and the church must not be burdened, so that it may assist those who are widows indeed.
那善于管理教会的长老。当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那劳苦传道教导人的，更当如此。
The elders who rule well are to be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching.
因为经上说，牛在场上踹鼓的时候，不可拢住它的嘴。又说，工人得工价是应当的。
For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle the ox while he's threshing, and the laborer is worthy of his wages.
控告长老的惩子，非有两三个见证就不要收。
Do not receive an accusation against an elder except on the basis of two or three witnesses.
犯罪的人当在众人面前责备他，叫其余的人也可以惧怕。
Those who continue in sin rebuke in the presence of all, so that the rest will also be in fearful of sinning.
我在神和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你，要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事也不可有偏心。
I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Jesus Christ and of his chosen angels to maintain these principles without bias. Do nothing in the spirit of partiality.
给人行按手的礼，不可急促，不要在别人的罪上有份，要保守自己清洁。
Do not lay hands upon anyone too hastily and thereby share responsibility for the sins of others. Keep yourself free from sin.
因你胃口不清，屡次患病，再不要照常喝水，可以稍微用点酒。
No longer drink water exclusively, but use a little wine for the sake of your stomach and your frequent ailments.
有些人的罪是明显的，如同先到审判案前；有些人的罪是随后跟了去的。
The sins of some men are quite evident, going before them to judgment. For others, their sins follow after.
这样善行也有明显的，那不明显的也不能隐藏。
Likewise, also, deeds that are good are quite evident, and those which are otherwise cannot be concealed.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
你是以何等的爱了我们。
You have loved us with such a love.
我们这些从前远离你的人。
We who were far from you.
今天竟然能够成为神的儿女。
Now that we can be called children of God.
我们都和圣徒同国。
That we partake the same kingdom as all the saints.
都是神家里的人了。
We belong to the household of God.
这是何等大的恩典。
What a tremendous grace.
早晨我们在你面前实在要把你当我的敬拜来归给你。
This morning truly we want to offer you all the praises that you deserve.
实在是你把你自己完全的给了我们。
Truly you have given yourself completely to us.
愿你这样的爱常常来激励我们。
May your love constrain us.
让我们没有一个人再为自己而活。
So that we will not live for ourselves.
那为我们死而复活的主活。
Live for the Lord who died and lived for us.
愿早晨当我们一同来默想你自己圣洁话语的时候，
As we meditate on your holy words this morning,
安静我们众人的心，
May you quiet our hearts.
我们愿在这里听见你向我们说话的声音。
We want to hear the voice of you speaking to us.
我们何等需要你天天来拯救我们。
How we need you to save us daily.
需要你的话语来洁净我们。
We need your word to purify us.
愿主早晨你借着你的同在，
This morning through your presence with us,
充满在这里。
May you fill our presence.
越过我们每一个人的软弱，
so that you can overcome all of our weaknesses.
我们的心单单要你。
Our hearts want you alone.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
提摩太前书是一卷非常宝贵的书信。
The book of First Timothy is a very precious letter.
内容非常的丰富。
And the content's very rich.
不过这一次主感动我所交通的角度确实非常的一个简单的角度。
But the Lord has moved my heart to share from a very simple perspective.
刚才我们弟兄已经说了，这一卷书里面有它非常丰富的内容。
Our brother already shared earlier, this book is very rich.
不过我们因着，我想恐怕主要是因着我自己这个经历的限制。
Possibly is mainly because the limitation of my own experiences.
也可能也因着时间上的限制。
Also the limitation of time.
我们只从一个很简单的角度和弟兄姊妹 有一些简单的交通。
We'll just have some very simple fellowship with you from very simple perspectives.
就是使徒保罗他何等巴望我们每一个人。
The Apostle Paul desires for every one of us.
像年轻的提摩太一样。
Just as he desires for young Timothy.
能够成为主手中何用的器皿。
He wants us to be a useful vessel in the Lord's hand.
成为主手中贵重的器皿。
That we can be an honorable vessel.
因为在这个时代里面，神他像以往的时代一样，他的眼目还是在那里遍察全地。
Because in this generation, just as the previous generations, the Lord's eyes goes to and fro, examined throughout the earth.
因为他要显大能，帮助那心向他诚实的人。
Because he will show himself mighty.Towards those whose heart is fully his.
他要得着自己的见证人。
He will gain his own testimony.
他要得着何用的器皿。
He will gain his vessels.
当我们读到第五章的时候。
When we come to chapter 5.
我们看见在这里好像讲了许多的事情。
We see that it mentioned many things.
这里面到底使徒保罗盼望年轻的提摩太学什么呢？
So what does Paul wants young Timothy to learn from this?
我想还是因着我个人的理解的限制。
And my own understanding is limited.
当我在读的时候，我特别注意到有几个字。
As I was reading through the chapter, I noticed a few words.
在第二节。
A few phrases in verse 2.
他说总要清清洁洁的。
In absolute purity.
In all purity. 都可以。
In all purity.
还有在第二十二节。
And in verse 22.
总要保守自己清洁。
Keep yourself free from sin or pure from sin.
这个在原文就是 pure.
Pure.
单纯。
To be pure from sin.
这次我在读这一章圣经的时候，里面好像特别被这个词所抓住。
So as I was reading through the chapter, I was captivated by this word.
弟兄姊妹，你发现神手中何用的器皿是一个单纯的器皿。
And you see a vessel in the Lord's hand is a pure vessel.
你发现一个单纯的器皿是非常宝贵的。
A vessel that is pure is very precious.
你发现一个单纯的器皿，神可以使用它行各样的善事。
And if you are a pure vessel in the Lord's hand, the Lord can use you in all different kinds of
works. 他可以去帮助老年人。
You can help the elderly.
他也可以帮助少年人。
You can help the younger ones.
他可以帮助弟兄，他也可以帮助姊妹。
You can help the brothers, and you can also help the sisters.
甚至好像教会里面的许多的重要的事情，神都可以使用这样的器皿。
Even many different matters in the church can be this kind of pure vessel can use.
为什么呢？
How is that possible?
弟兄姊妹，因为单纯哈，乃是从天上来的智慧。
Because purity is the wisdom from heaven above.
这是雅各书第三章告诉我们的。
And that's we learn that from James chapter 3.
说那个天上来的智慧，头一个特点就是单纯。
It says, but the wisdom from above, the first characteristic is pure.
心是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
First is pure and peace. Bearing good fruit without hypocrisy.
Yeah, 你就发现那里面所讲的，好像跟使徒保罗这里所提到的一些事情是一样的。
And you see what James mentioned in chapter 3, some of those are in line with what Paul is describing.
他这里说，你这个不可存成见，行事。也不可有偏心。
Here it says in chapter 5, do not be biased, do not do anything in the spirit of partiality.
你要嘱咐那些人，让他们无可指责。
You need to prescribe these things so that they will be above reproach.
所以我觉得好像从正面提到两次单纯。
And it talks about purity for two times.
好像从反面又提到两次。
And inOn the other hand, it talked about the negative side two times.
所以也许这一章弟兄姊妹你在读的时候可以从其他角度有很多的得着。
So perhaps, yes, you can glean from many other perspectives through this chapter.
那早晨我想我只借着这一个简单的角度。
But this morning, I will just share from this one simple
perspective. 我们一同来看一看这一章。
We want to look at this chapter.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道神今天要得着的合用的器皿是一个单纯的器皿。
The Lord wants to gain vessels that's usable to Him. This vessel must be pure.
因为单纯的器皿是充满了天上来的智慧。
Because this vessel that's pure will be filled by, with wisdom from above.
你发现我们的主在地上行走的时候，他就是一个充满天上智慧的一个人。
We see our Lord when He was on earth. He's one who's filled by wisdom from above.
你发现好像万物在他面前都是赤露敞开的。
We see everything before Him as if they were naked and bare.
弟兄姊妹，一个单纯的一个人。
One who is pure.
许多的事情在他面前都是赤露敞开的。
Everything is open and bare and naked before them.
圣经上一说，一个属灵的人看透万事。
The Bible tells us a spiritual man will see through all things.
所以你发现在地上的时候，我们的主在地上的时候，有许多人要在那里好像要假装什么。
We see when the Lord was on earth, many people were living in pretense before Him.
他们来到主面前，盼望有些遮盖。
They come before the Lord wanting to be covered.
他们在那里好像要称赞主几句话。
As if they want to praise the Lord.
说这个夫子你是诚诚实实传神的道的。
Some people will say, good teacher, you preach the word of God with all truth.
不但我们的主他看得非常清楚。
But our Lord saw it very clearly.
他知道他们心里所存的。
He knew what's in their heart.
他知道这些话背后到底那个目的那个本质是什么。
He knew the purpose behind their words.
他更知道怎样的回答这些充满了陷阱的问题。
And he also knew how to answer these questions which are full of traps.
我们纳税给该撒可以不可以？
Can we, is it lawful for us to pay tax to Caesar?
我们的主里面充满了从天上来的智慧。
But our Lord is filled by wisdom from above.
因为我们的主太单纯了。
Because he is so pure.
所有的事物在他面前都是赤露敞开的。
Everything before him is open.
他就说你们要知道一件事。
And he said, you need to know one thing.
这一个银钱上有个像的。
There is an image on top of the coin.
谁的像就归给谁。
Whoever the image is for, the coin belongs to.
你要知道你们身上也有一个像的。
And you know there's an image in you.
今天有人觉得他自己身上有猴子的像。
Some people today think that there's an image of a monkey.
你要有猴子的你就归给猴子。
If you have an image of a monkey, then you belong to a monkey.
但如果你知道你身上有神的像。
But if you know you have the image of God.
我们照着神的形象和样式所造的。
We were created in the image of God himself.
你有谁的像你就归给谁。
Then whichever image is on you, that's whom you belong.
弟兄姊妹，你发现一个单纯的一个人。
You see one who is pure.
神可以在各个方面都使用他。
The Lord can use him in all different aspects.
从前我有一个错误的观念。
Before I had a wrong, understanding.
我觉得如果你要想服侍那些有小孩的弟兄姊妹。
I thought before if I want to serve the brothers and sisters with children.
你必须先生个孩子。
Then I must first have children.
你要不生孩子，你基本上没有办法服侍他们的。
If you don't have children yourself, then you pretty much do not have any chance to serve them.
但是后来我发现，有的我知道有这样的弟兄姊妹，从来没有结婚的。
Then I came to know some brothers and sisters who has never been married.
他们一生把自己完全奉献给主。
But they have dedicated their whole life to serve the Lord.
无论是家庭、是孩子、是各种各样的问题，神都可以使用他们。把神的儿女带到神的面前。
And the Lord was able to use them to bring all different kind of situations and conditions, either in family or children, to bring these people before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，单纯的一个器皿是一个合用的器皿。
A vessel of purity is a vessel that's usable.
是神可以合用的器皿。
It's a usable vessel to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天可能你觉得神在用你。
Today, perhaps you feel that God is using you.
我觉得神今天用我们，不是因为我们单纯了。
Today, I feel very often we are used by the Lord not because we are pure.
神借着这些让我们知道我们不单纯。
But it's that through these services, we will know that we're not pure.
让我们能够被他来炼净。
So that we can be refined by him.
让我们可以成为一个单纯的一个人。
So that we can become pure.
弟兄姊妹，单纯在神的手中是合用的，不光是使用，而且是合用。
This purity not only is usable, but it's fit for his purpose.
弟兄姊妹，你想如果不单纯的话，
If you're not pure.
弟兄们不单纯很难用的。
If you're not pure, then it's very difficult.
虽然有的是神真的是非常奇妙神非常全能他也可以用我们。
Even though amazingly God who is almighty, he is able to use us, in some purposes.
但是这个器皿如果不单纯不好用的。
But if it's not pure, then the vessel is not good to use.
有很多副作用的。
It's not fit and there are many side effects.
有的时候那个副作用比那个药用你那个作用还大一点。
Sometimes these side effects even, are greater than the benefits.
弟兄姊妹你想想在我们生活中如果人不单纯。
If you think about it in our own life, if we're not pure,
在侍奉当中如果人不单纯。
In our services, if we're not pure,
其实很小很小的事情。
Even for very small matters,
整个聚会可以说是真的是很多混乱。
It will turn the whole congregation upside down.
那这个真的是我们在侍奉中真的是学了很多这样的功课。
And we have learned many lessons like that.
我记得有一次我们在一起服侍的时候，我们当然还在一起，当然就我们那个时候还没有复印机，我们就一张的纸头，我们就放在中间。
I remember before we had copier machines, we in the service meeting we just have one paper sitting in the middle.
那我们大家那这个。轮流的看一看我们大家一起在主面前的寻求。
So we took turn in looking at these items and we were seeking before the Lord together.
我觉得很好。
I thought that's pretty good.
没想到这个聚完会以后那真的是不得了了。
But suddenly, I out of my expectation, after the meeting, chaos came.
我完全在骨子里根本蒙在鼓里根本不晓得怎么回事。
I had no idea what was going on.
后来结果我知道了。
And after a while, I came to find out.
因为我把那张纸头放在了这一边。
It's because I put that piece of paper on this side of the room.
你看你有成见你有偏心了。
See, you have your bias, there's partiality.
弟兄姊妹你不要以为说我们好像觉得自己很单纯。
Don't think, yourself as being so pure.
很多时候一点点的不单纯就给仇敌留了很多的地步。
So often, just a little bit of impurity give enemy so much room.
其实人若单纯的话
If men are pure,
比如一张纸头
Don't talk about just one paper,
再复杂的事情
Even the most complicated things
再单纯的人也很简单
And for those who are pure, it becomes simple
是不是这样
Isn't that true?
我们记得我那会刚刚这个出来学习服事的时候
I remember when I first came out to serve the Lord
那个时候基本上我还对不起，我还是做学生的时候。
I was still a student.
那么不过那个时候我们刚刚就是我刚刚就参加一个福音聚会。
But I just attended a gospel meeting.
那个时候我们来了一个外面那个弟兄做见证。
At that time there was a brother from out of town. He came to give a testimony.
他说他哈、跟他原来的那个同伴哈、中间起了争执了。
He said there was one time he had argument with one of his coworkers.
他气到一个地步哈、他就拿枪要去把他杀掉。
He was so angry that he was ready to grab a gun and kill the other guy.
没想到他还没去到人家那去拿枪去打人家，人家先给他四枪。
And he realized before he even got a chance to grab his own gun, he was shot four times.
当他在那里弥留之际的时候
，And when he was dying on the ground,
神救了他。
The Lord saved him.
他蒙恩了。
And he was saved by God's grace.
等到整个那个案子开庭的时候
when the trial for that case
这件事是很复杂的一件事
And it is a very complicated
那是一个很严肃的一件事情
It's very serious
很大的一件事情
It's a great deal
但是弟兄那天被神的爱所充满
But that day the love of God was shed abroad in his heart
他取消上诉
He canceled his lawsuit
所有的事情风平浪静
and everything became calm and peace
最后那个凶手也悔改归向了主
even the one his co-worker that shot him repented and turned to the Lord
人不单纯一张纸头可以说是这个整个教会都乱起来了
if we're not pure even for because of a simple piece of paperThe whole congregation will be in chaos.
人单纯
But if one is pure,
就是打了四枪也可以风平浪静
Even if you are shot four times, then there will be peace.
弟兄姊妹，单纯的器皿是神手中可用的器皿
A vessel who is pure is fit for God's service.
我觉得这件事情太重要了
This is very important.
我觉得使徒保罗 他在讲这一件事情的时候，我觉得他不是在从教训或道理的角度来讲。
I feel as Apostle Paul was writing down these things, he was not writing them in terms of doctrines or teaching.
这是使徒保罗在生命中他的侍奉中的真实的经历。
These are his experiences in his life and in his service.
我不觉得他在讲一篇单纯的道。
He was not teaching a doctrine.
但是这是他亲身的经历。
But this is his experience.
他给我们看见说这件事情实在太重要了。
He showed us how important this matter is.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天蒙恩得救，我们知道我们靠着主耶稣基督已经得称为义了。
Today we are saved. We have been justified by our faith.
我们今天靠着主耶稣的恩典，我们都走在义人的道路上。
By the grace of God, we can walk on the path of righteous.
但这义人的路却好像黎明的光。是越照越明，直到日午。
But the path of righteous is as the light of dawn. It shines brighter and brighter until noonday.
我们刚开始得救的时候，我们知道我们犯了很多的罪。
When we were first a believer, we knew we have sinned much.
真的是看见自己真的是犯了很多的罪。
When we have truly seen our own conditions, how much sin we have.
所以我们真的觉得我们需要主耶稣的救恩。
So we knew we needed the salvation of the Lord.
但是这一个光是越照越明的。
But this light will shine brighter and brighter.
不仅看见自己犯了很多的罪。
Not only you saw that you have much sin.
得罪了很多的人。
And you have wronged many people.
因为如果我们肯认我们的罪。
But if we're willing to repent.
我们愿意对付这些罪。
We're willing to deal with our sins.
弟兄姊妹，这个光在我们里面是越照越明的。
This light will shine brighter and brighter.
让我们看见不仅我们犯罪，而且我们这个人就是一个罪人。
That not only we will see that we have committed sins, but we are sinners.
从前认为自己只是 making trouble, 现在看见自己是 troublemaker, 这个是完全不一样的事情。
It's a two completely different matter to seeing that you have made troubles or that you are a troublemaker.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现说，有的时候发现你不做呢，也觉得自己在犯罪；你不做什么都不做，你也觉得你在犯罪，你知道吗
？Sometimes you will see, even if you're sitting there doing nothing, you feel that you are still a sinner.
你动你错，你不动你也错的。
If you move, you will sin. If you don't move,
你整个一个人就是错的。
Because you are sin.
弟兄姊妹，这是这义人的路。的结果。
And then you will see this is the way of the righteous.
因为这光是越照越明的。
Because that light shines brighter and brighter.
那么如果我们真的在主面前愿意顺服，愿意去对付的话。
If we're truly willing to submit before the Lord to deal with our sins.
我们看见我们不仅是个罪人。
Then not only the Lord will show us that we're sinners.
我们更是一个悖逆之子。
But that we are a son of rebellion.
多可怕。
How terrible.
弟兄们，那个悖逆就在我们生命的里面。
That rebellion is in our bones.
我们是可怒之子，和别人一样啊。
That we are sons of wrath, just like anyone else.
总是觉得自己比别人好一点。
That we always feel that we're a little bit better than others.
信主了也是看自己比别人强。
Even after we're saved, we still think we're better than others.
但是义人的路却好像黎明的光，越照越明的。
But the path of the righteous is like the sun, the light of dawn.
弟兄姊妹，如果这个光真的一直在照的话
，and this light as it shines brighter and brighter，
有一天我们发现，我们不仅犯罪，我们不仅是罪人，不仅是悖逆之子、可怒之子，我们更是一个不单纯的人。
And one day we will see not only we're sinners, not only we are sin, not only that we are sons of rebellion, sons of wrath.
我觉得这是。有心愿在神面前侍奉的每一个神的儿女需要在神面前所看见的。
Eventually we will see that we are not pure.
我们看见我们这个人就是不单纯的一个人。
We need to see that our whole being is not pure.
很多时候我们这个人不单纯，那个人不单纯。弟兄姊妹，你指了半天，最后实际上你知道你自己是不单纯的。
And very often we point at others saying this person is not pure, that person is not pure.But at the end, we'll see that we are not pure.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在这件事上没有认识的话
，If we do not see this，
可能神会用我们
，Perhaps the Lord can still use you，
但是不合用的
，But it's not fit for His service.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情不仅我们在开始得救以后，我们需要来认识
，Not only we need to see this after we're saved，
我们一生都要在这件事上有很认真、很好的学习。
Not only we need to see at the beginning of our service, but throughout our whole life, we need to learn this.
我记得我读诗篇的时候，我有时候常常会 会感到很迷惑。
Sometimes when I was reading Psalms, I feel very confused.
因为前面弟兄们告诉我们说，这个诗篇，你知道是神儿女的经历。
Because some brothers would tell us that the Psalms are the experiences of God's children.
而且它有五卷，每一卷都比前面更加进步的。
And there are five books, and it's in progression, one from another.
我就最不明白，我读到第五卷的时候，怎么我觉得那里面的这些许多的经历跟我出现的差不多的。
So when it comes to book five, I realize a lot of these experiences are very similar to my experiences when I was first believer.
我就是刚刚信主的时候，我里面就看见自己有恶行的。
When I was first saved, I already saw that I have sin in me.
都到139篇了。
Even unto Psalm 139.
离150就才11篇了。
It's only 11 away from the end.
那都多么成熟的经历啊。
It should be very, very mature experience.
怎么诗篇的作者还在那里说，求你监察，求你试验，好看我里面有没有恶行，没有引导我走永生的路。我觉得我早走永生的路了。
How come the author is still saying, Lord, search me and see me, examine me, on the way of eternal life? I felt that I've already been on the way of eternal life.
因为我们很多时候不晓得我们里面多么残忍。
Because so often we do not know how impure we are.
我们对这件事的认识是很有限的。
We have very limited understanding.
我们认识我们有罪，这个我们知道。
Yes, we know we have sinned.
我们爱世界，我们也能够清楚。
Yes, we know we love the world.
我们活在血气肉体里，我们有时候也有感觉。
Yeah, we have a sense. Sometimes we live in our flesh, in our sense.
但是我们对于自己不单纯，这件事的认识是很肤浅。
But we have very, very shallow understanding of how impure we are.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们都知道神要的见证一定是单纯的见证。
But we know the testimony that God desires is a pure testimony.
因为我们的神自己是单纯的。
Because God himself is pure.
你读圣经发现神从来不喜欢掺杂。
We know he never likes mixture.
就像现在如果真照着旧约，我们今天基本上没有衣服穿了，我告诉你。
If you live according to the Old Testament, there will be very littlegarment left in your closet.
你这个混纺的东西不能穿的。
You cannot wear garments that's woven with mixed threads.
当我们知道那个旧约里面所讲的这些是讲神的性情说的。
We know the Old Testament talks about this. It's a picture of God's character.
因为神是恨掺杂的神。
Because God hates mixture.
因为他自己的性情是单纯的。
Because he himself is pure.
所以有时候今天你看有的人有的男生穿女生的衣服，女生穿男生的衣服，弟兄姊妹，这是神非常恨恶的一件事情。
You know, today you see a man cross-dressing with women's clothing or vice versa. God does not like this.
因为我们的神他的性情里面就是单纯。
Because God himself is very pure.
所以你看到了新耶路撒冷那个见证显出来的时候，每一件事物都是透明，都是单纯的。
So when you see the New Testament coming down from heaven, everything is transparent.
你看那个新耶路撒冷里面，就是金子都是透明的。
Even the gold is transparent gold.
它是完全单纯的见证。
Everything is absolutely pure.
所有不单纯的事情都不能带进永恒。
If there is anything impure, it cannot be brought into eternity.
弟兄姊妹，有些事情是先带到审判案前的。
Some things are brought that goes before you into judgment.
我们以为啊，这个都是不能要，不能要，我们都不要了。
A lot of things we even think that these are not good. So
我们不要了，
神
一定不要的。
If we need to discard them, then of course God will discard them.
可是有些东西我们还很宝贵的。
But there are many things that we think they're precious.
但是到了审判案前一看，不单纯。
When you bring them before the judgment seat, they are not pure.
那是掺杂的东西。
They are of mixture.
那里有世界的掺杂。
They are mixture of the world.
那有你自己的意思的掺杂。
They are mixture of your own opinions.
弟兄姊妹，这些东西都不能够带进新耶路撒冷里。
None of these can be brought into the New Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，也许我想，可能我这个角度，也许有弟兄姊妹，你觉得可能是一个比较简单的角度。
Perhaps you think my perspective is too simple.
但我觉得这件事情对于有心愿侍奉神的每一个神的儿女来讲太重要了。
But I felt that this is utmost important for anyone, any child of God who desires to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，任何的不单纯的都不能带进永恒的里面。
none of the impurity can be brought into eternity.
我们劳苦努力在干什么呢？
What are we laboring and working for?
我们不像世人一样在那里好像吃喝玩乐，他们就只要今天有吃有喝就可以了。
We're not like people of the world, they're just drinking and eating, making merry.
我们早晨为什么才在那聚会呢？
Why are we gathering here this morning?
不仅聚会，我们还祷告，我们还传福音，我们劳苦努力，我们在那干什么呢？
Not only gathering and meeting, but we pray, we go to prayer meetings, we have gospel meetings. What are we doing and laboring for?
到那天审判台前一看，都是掺杂的。
As we come before the judgment seat one day, we realize all things are impure.
这不就空跑，这不就是徒劳吗？
Then wouldn't we be running in vain and beating the air?
哦，弟兄姊妹，我觉得这件事虽然很简单。
I think, yes, it is very simple.
可能有时候到你这里我都听过好几遍了。
And perhaps you even say you have heard it so many times.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情对于我们在主面前的生活侍奉和我们的工作太重要了。
But this is utmost important for our life before the Lord, for our service before the Lord.
我们有这一个要单纯的这一个意念。
Yes, we have a mind that we want to be pure.
但是很多时候，至少我个人我承认。
But at least for me, I would admit,
我到底单纯不单纯，我自己其实不晓得。
I don't even know if I am actually pure or not.
只有等到事情发生了，才发现觉得自己不单纯。
And only when situations arise, I realize I'm not pure.
有的时候是惹祸了，有的时候真的是整个这聚会都乱了套了，你就发现原来你不单纯。
Sometimes I made trouble, sometimes the whole congregation go into chaos. I realize I'm not pure.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们自己单纯，到底我们单纯不单纯，可能我们都不晓得。
So often we don't even know if whether we are actually pure or not.
所以我觉得提摩太前书第五章这一段圣经，我觉得太重要了。
So I felt that this, First Timothy chapter 5 is so important.
因为这一段他不是在讲单纯的道理。
Because these are not doctrines of purity.
这是使徒保罗在侍奉中间他所经历的。
These are Apostle Paul's experiences in his ministry.
他这里首先告诉我们说单纯的试验。
First he says, there is an examination of purity.
也很好 ,test 的也很好。真的是要需要试验一下。
That we need to test if we're pure.
到底我这个侍奉单纯不单纯呢、啊、
？Is our ministry pure or not?
我现在这个人单纯不单纯呢、啊、
？Is my person pure or not?
我们自己虽然有的时候是盲目的，根本就瞎眼的。
Sometimes we're blinded.
但我们的神是智慧的。
But our God,He sees and He's wise. We thank the Lord sometimes God gives us grace that there are elderly brothers and sisters among us.
有的时候我们没有这样的帮助怎么办呢？
But what if we don't have such help?
那我们怎么知道我们到底我们里面单纯不单纯呢？
How can we know if we're pure or not?
我觉得这段圣经给我们很好的帮助。
I think this chapter helps us greatly.
这是一个很重要的一个重点。
And this is the highlight.
首先就给我们看见说他特别讲的在侍奉中的
Here it talks about in our service
在侍奉中当你和异性接触的时候就是一个非常严肃的试验
When you're interacting with opposite gender in your service this is a great test
弟兄姊妹这个试验非常厉害
And this is a very severe test
有的时候我们看见有的弟兄专门找姊妹交通
Sometimes we see some brothers, they love to fellowship with sisters.
有的姊妹专门找弟兄去帮忙。
And some sisters will only seek out brothers to help.
弟兄姊妹不要误会我，我这里不是在讲律法。
Don't misunderstand me, I'm not talking about law.
我不是说怎么咱们讲完今天这篇道，弟兄坐这边，姊妹坐这边。
I'm not talking about after this sermon, the sisters will sit on one side, the brother will sit on another.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里所说的乃是我们里面到底单纯不单纯。
What I'm talking about is, are you pure inside?
弟兄姊妹，许多的时候，当你看见这种情形，你知道那里面有问题。
But sometimes you see situations arise.There's a sense in you that there are something wrong.
他这里讲到老年人，他这里讲到少年人，讲到老年妇女都没关系，这个好像都没事情了。
It's okay when you talk about older men or younger men, older women or younger women.
在原文的里面，他特别在这一个少年妇女的前面，你总要清清洁洁的去服侍少年的妇女。
But in the original text. for the last part, it talks about in all purity before the younger women.
So,
because this is
written,
because this is written to young Timothy.
弟兄姊妹，这个试验，你不要小看这个试验。
And do not look lightly upon this test.
仇敌要借着这些的软弱，要败坏所有女的见证。
Because the enemy is seeking out for these weaknesses to destroy our testimony.
我们在这个修道里面服侍，有的时候你知道，趁着新生来了，我们常常安排弟兄姊妹去接新生。
As we serve in the University of Houston, before new students arrive, we send people to bring to pick them up.
我们的原则很清楚。
And our principle is very simple.
弟兄接男生,
brothers will pick up boys, and sisters will go pick up girls.
弟兄姊妹,
don't think this as a law.
仇敌是,
the enemy is fixed his eyes upon the testimony of the Lord. He tries all his methods to destroy the testimony.
我们有个弟兄, 他那一年他是负责
And there was one brother who was in charge of picking up all the people, the students from the airport. Because there are so many people and they cannot, we did not have enough arrangement, so he went to pick up a sister. And then rumors arose just from that one incident, saying the guys from church will only pick up girls.
弟兄姊妹,
do we not love the testimony of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹,
and these are not small matters.
弟兄姊妹,
what are we doing here?
我们在为主耶稣做见证啊,
we are testimonies for the Lord Jesus Christ. How can we let our enemies take any handle of reproach?
弟兄姊妹，在这些事上，你发现前面的这些的弟兄们给我们多少好的榜样。
We realize we see how our brothers before us, they have set such good examples.
我们都知道这个比利·格兰弟兄，你知道他真的是服侍很多的人。
We know Brother Billy Graham, he has served so many people.
多少人要找他去祷告，找他得到帮助。
How many people will come before him, ask him to pray for them, to help them?
只要是姊妹,
as long as there is a sister,
他要单独找他的话,
and wants to find him one-on-one,
他的办公室的门总是打开的。
He will always keep his door closed, door open.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，这是我们的弟兄在神的面前他所经过的，他所学习的。
We know this is his experience. This is the lesson that he learned from the Lord.
这是何等宝贵的见证！
It is so precious.
在这些事上，弟兄姊妹，仇敌是不遗余力的要毁坏主的见证。
And in these aspects, the enemy tries his best to destroy God's testimony.
这是何等严肃的一个试验呢！
And it's the most serious test.
我们里面单纯不单纯呢？
Are we pure inside?
真的单纯吗？
Are we truly pure?
当我们在侍奉的时候，在碰到异性的时候，你发现这些的东西，这些许许多的东西都藏在背后。
As we interact with opposite gender in our services, we realize so many things are hidden behind.
这是头一个非常严肃的试验。
And this is a serious test.
第二个。
And secondly,
讲着寡妇。
Talk about widows.
有的时候读这段圣经最难的就是这一段。
And sometimes this is the hardest part about this chapter.
我就问主说这个。 就这么一个寡妇的问题要讲这么多。
And this one matter of widows, he spent half a chapter.
你想想圣经多宝贵啊。
Isn't the words in the Bible are so precious?
也就这么点问题就讲这么多。
And you spent so many words on such a matter of widows.
弟兄姊妹，你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为这是第二个非常严肃的试验。
Because this is another very serious test.
单纯不单纯的第二个试验就是利益。
And the second very serious test is profit.
这里面有利益了。There
are profits in this.
弟兄姊妹，这个试验太严肃了。Because
this test is so serious.
是不是这样？
Isn't that so?
你发现就是使徒时代，他们都经过这样严厉的、严肃的试验，对不对？
You know, even through the time of apostles, they had to go through that test.
当彼得带着神的恩典和能力进到撒玛利亚去服侍的时候，
When Peter went into Samaria with the power and the grace of God.
圣灵借着他的祷告就浇灌下来。
We saw the Holy Spirit came down through his prayers.
这个西门, 哎呀,好棒哦, 哇,
and there was Simon,
哇, 这么大的能力,
there was Simon the sorcerer. He saw this is so great, so much power in him.
这里有money, 这里有银子,
I got money here.
你把这一个恩赐也卖给我吧。
Sell me that gift that you have.
如果要卖恩赐的话,
if you can sell your gift,
可能用不着梵蒂冈, 到那个时代,
you don't even need to come to the time of Vatican. Peter will be the most richest man.
感谢,
but thank the Lord.
在我们,在彼得的里面多么单纯啊,
there is so much purity in Peter.
他说, 你的钱和你一同灭亡吧。
It says, your money will perish with you.
你以为神的恩赐是可以用钱买的吗?
You think the gift of God can be purchased by money?
Oh, 你看见使徒们他们在那里为主做见证的时候,
you saw the testimony of the apostles.
那个见证是何等的明亮,
and how bright and beautiful.
为什么?
Why?
因为这些的器皿, 乃是单纯的器皿,
because these vessels are pure.
弟兄姊妹,利益的试验是非常严肃的试验。
And the test of prophets are very serious tests.
我们知道在旧约里面,我们知道有一个先知是吧,这个巴兰,对不对?你就看见一试就试出来了,对不对?
We know there is a prophet in the Old Testament, Balaam, when he's tested and he's found.
所以你发现在起初教会,他们在处理这些碰到利益的事情的时候, 非常的严肃, 非常的谨慎。
So you see the Old Testament, in the New Testament, when the apostles come to any matter with profit or money, they're very careful.
就是教会和工人的关系也是清清洁洁的。
Even the relationship between the church and the workers are very pure.
弟兄姊妹,这些是好像觉着是一些具体的一些的安排。
You felt that these might be very specific arrangements.
这里面 是关乎到神教会的单纯,
but this, there are principles about the purity of the church.
我觉得这件事, 作为我们今天每一个关心主见证的每一个神的儿女,
for any child of God who cares for the testimony of the Lord,
我们要知道在这些试验的面前, 我们看看自己能不能站立得住。
We need to examine ourselves. Can we stand before these tests?
不仅是和异性接触是一个很严肃的试验, 利益也是一个很严肃的事业。
There are serious tests about the interaction between opposite genders and also serious tests about the prophet.
第三,
and thirdly,
第三个事业也是很严肃的一个事业。
It is also very serious.
就是地位,
that position and honor.
这里面讲到有些的弟兄是被人所尊敬的。
Here it talks about some elderly brothers are honorable before men.
他们在信徒的心目中是有地位的。
And they have a position, they have a high position.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们里面不单纯,
if there is no purity in us,
弟兄姊妹, 这些的不单纯, 借着名誉地位就把它显出来。
Then this impurity will be manifested through your honor, through your high position.
我们都知道旧约有一个大元帅叫约押。
We know there is a great general called Joab.
我每次读他的故事,我觉得这个大卫真的是很使用他的。Every
time I read his story, we know David used him greatly.
你发现他真的为大卫真的这个是南征北战的。
He's a mighty man who fought many battles for David from the north to the south.
在这个人里面,你仔细读他的故事。
But if you read his story very carefully,
他为大卫征战不错。
Yes, he did fight for David.
但他里面有个掺杂。
But there is impurity in him.
他 爱他的元帅的职位胜过爱神的以色列国。
And he loved the position of a captain or of a general more than his love for Israel.
所以就在和平的时候,他就杀掉了两个做元帅的以色列的这个器皿。
So in the time of peace, he killed two generals who are generals of the army of Israel.
虽然在亚撒龙的时候没显出来,
even though it was not manifested through the time of Absalom,
但是在亚多尼亚的时候就显出来了。
But in the time of Adoniah, it was manifested.
弟兄姊妹,我们里面如果贪爱地位,
if we love our position,
我们向着主的爱, 没有那么单纯。
And our love towards the Lord is not pure.
总有一天要显出来。
And one day you'll be found out.
有的人要名誉。
Some people want their renown.
我们读新约圣经就很清楚，亚纳尼亚、撒非拉。
There is Ananias. There is Zephaniah.
这个不奉献，没人说你的。
If you do not offer sacrifice, no one will say anything.
田产留着，没有人说你的。
If you keep your property to yourself, no one will say anything.
你就是田产都卖了，你说我信心小，我留一半，奉献一半也很好。
And if you already sold your property and you have small faith, you say, I will keep half to myself and I'll give you half. That's okay.
但是那个时候，每一个人奉献都是把田产所有卖的都摆在使徒脚前。
But at that time.Everyone has sold all their properties and placed them before the apostles.
每个人都很尊敬他们呐。
Everyone honored has given high honor.
如果我也要这样的名誉，我也要这样的尊重。
If I want to have such honor, if I want to have such reputation,
我跟彼得说，我对不起，我只有一半摆上。
And if you tell Peter, sorry, I only give you half.
那我脸往哪放啊
？Then where can I put my face?
所以我们都卖了。
So I told them, I will tell them, I sold everything.
都在这里。
This is everything.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这是何等严肃的事情
？And it's such a serious test.
就把人信心中的掺杂就把它试出来。
And he found out the impurity in their faith.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得使徒保罗在这里讲的，我觉得真的不是个道理。
And we saw, you see, Apostle Paul is not talking about doctrines.
他在教会里面一直的尽心竭力的侍奉。
And he's been serving faithfully with all his might in church.
And
he saw so many people, their impurity was found out through these tests. And the fourth test.
我觉得就是常常有的人喜欢说的提摩太酒。
And many people talk about this wine of Timothy.
这是什么试验呢?
What is this test?
这是合理的事物的实验。
This is test for things that's permissible.
Reasonable.
Reasonable.
太有道理了。
It's reasonable.
肠胃不好。
You have a ill stomach.
主的话都说不要照常喝水。
The word of the Lord says, do not just drink water.
可以用酒的。
Use a little wine.
弟兄姊妹，到底是喝一杯呢，还是喝一瓶呢？
Can you, so should you drink one cup or one bottle?
弟兄姊妹，许多的人在这些事上讲尽了理由。
Many people will use many reasonable words.
碰到教会的侍奉。
When it comes to the service in church.
碰到孩子们学这个学那个的时候。
When it comes to their children learning one thing or another.
弟兄姊妹，只要你讲理由，你都 reasonable, 你全都合理。
If you want to reason, you can find reason for everything.
但是我们要问一件事。
But we will ask you one thing.
你是站在主见证这一边的
？Are you standing？
站在你自己利益这一边
？Are you standing on the side of the testimony of the Lord， or are you standing for your own profit？
这些合理的事，就把人里面的不单纯掺杂就显明出来。
There are many things that are reasonable， but you will show out your impurity。
别以为说你讲理由，我跟你讲，连约拿都可以讲理由啊。
Don't talk about you can find reason. Even Jonah can find reason.
你就像这个约拿，他说这个我的发脾气都可以讲理由了。
Jonah threw a great fit, and he can find reason for it.
我发脾气至死都有理了。
He said, it's reasonable for me to be angry until death.
当他在讲理由的时候。
But when he was reasoning before the
Lord. 我相信是主感动约拿把这一段故事告诉我们。
I trust it was the Lord who movedJonah to roll down what happened.
他告诉我们，当他那里讲理由的时候
，He told us when he was reasoning before the Lord.
他里面爱的掺杂显出来
，And the impurity in his love was shown.
约拿里面的爱是有成见的爱
，His love was bias.
他的爱是有偏心的
，His love showed partiality.
弟兄姊妹，如果神爱我们是有成见的爱
，If the Lord loves us with a biased love，
我们有哪一个人今天能坐在这里
？And who can sit here before him？
我不晓得你对任何的弟兄姊妹你有没有成见
？I don't know if you have any bias against any brother or sister。
他
昨天我看见在 supermarket 里还干了一件事情哦。
I saw him doing this thing in the supermarket yesterday.
我亲眼看见。
I saw him with my own eyes.
他坐在伯公教会祷告。
And he's still sitting here today praying in the table meeting.
不阿门。
I cannot amen him.
绝不阿门。
I will never amen him.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得我们这些人，我们的爱绝对有成见的。
We know our love is biased. But we thank the Lord.
主爱我们没有成见。
The Lord's love for us is never biased.
就是你早晨起来，你都做了得罪神的事情，你在这你心转向他，他没有成见的。
Even if you have sinned this morning, and if you repent and return your heart before him, he has no bias against you.
他是一纯洁的，还爱了我。
He loved us with a pure love.
讲理由
Yes, we can reason.
把里面的掺杂试验出来
But it will show the impurity in our heart.
我觉得这实在是使徒保罗他的生命中的经历
Yes, these are the experiences the Apostle Paul had in his life.
弟兄姊妹，这些的试验你宝贵不宝贵
Do you treasure these tests?
宝贵啊
Yes, we need to treasure them.
为什么？因为只有我们自己看见的看见自己掺杂我们才肯接受神炼净的火炼净的手
It's because only when we can see our impurities then we'll accept the Lord whose hand will try us and refine us
主说他是炼这个金之人的火漂布之人的茧
He said he is the refining fire He is the soap of the fuller
但是如果我们真的不认识我们里面的掺杂
But if we do not see our impurity,
多少的环境领导我们，我们都把它绕过去了。
And so many times when situations come up, we'll go around them.
我们把它带到祷告聚会，求神把我们带过去。
We come to the prayer meeting, we pray to the Lord to bring us through this.
我们神的大手把这些炼金之人的火，把这个漂布之人的茧，统统给我们挪去。
We hope the mighty hand of the Lord to remove this refiner's fire with the fuller's soap.
弟兄姊妹，我们有一天到了审判台前。
But one day we will come before the judgment.
你发现怎么这么多掺杂呀
？We realize how come there's so much impurity.
你不是炼的火，你不是碱吗
？You ask the Lord, aren't you the refining fire? Aren't you the soap of the fuller?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在神面前能够单纯的一个很重要的学习。
And this is a great lesson that we can learn if we want to be pure before God.
如果神借着这些人事物把我们里面的不单纯显明出来。
Through these matters, these people, if our impurity is revealed,
我们要做个感恩的人。
Then we need to be thankful.
非常感谢主。
We need to thank the Lord.
因为他要把我们变成一个纯洁的器。
Because he wants to make us a pure vessel for him.
我想这是使徒保罗这里面头一个非常重要的学习。
And I think this is the first very important lesson that Apostle
Paul mentioned. 第二个学习。
Mentioned.And secondly,
我想可能因着我自己的这个有限，我只看见有两方面的学习。
Because of my own limitations, I only saw these two points.
第二方面的学习是什么学习
？What's the second point?
就是当你遇见不单纯的时候。
That when you find these things, when you meet these impurities.
我们自己不单纯，我们知道神要火和碱来炼净我们。
If we're not impure ourselves.Then we know we need the refining fire to try us.
今天你来到了哥林多教会。
We come to the church of Corinth.
啊，这里面太不单纯了，对不对
？You can see there's so much impurity.
哎呀，这个是这一边这个保罗这个属保罗的属基法的属这个亚波罗的，还有说是属基督的。
Some people say I belong to Paul. Some people say I belong to Cephas. Some people say I belong to Apollos, and more say they belong to Christ.
你怎么办？
And what do you do?
你怎么面对
And how do you face these things?
我觉得使徒保罗在这里讲了一个最重要的原则。
Apostle Paul told us a great principle here.
他说我在神面前，在基督耶稣面前，在蒙拣选的天使面前。
He says, I charge you before God, before Christ Jesus, before the elect angels.
神面前，神是单纯的。
Before God, He is pure.
基督耶稣是单纯的。
Before Christ, He is pure.
这些蒙拣选的天使是为我们救恩效力的，也是单纯的。
And these elect angels, they work for our towards our salvation. They are also pure.
弟兄姊妹，这里告诉我们说，你总要单纯。
It says, "I charge you to to be pure.
这是面对不单纯的唯一的道路。
This is the only way as we face impurity.
我们绝不能用不单纯来对付不单纯。
We cannot deal with impurity with impurity.
哦，弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗在哥林多教会里面，他不沾边的。
And we saw Apostle Paul when he was in the church of Corinth, he was not taking any side.
他不说，哎呀，谦卑一点，我站在彼得这边好了。
He was not saying that I'll humble myself to stand on the side of Peter.
或者我属灵一点，我站在属基督这边好了。
Or I'll be more spiritual, I stand on the side of Christ.
反正我没站在属保罗这一边嘛。
As long as I don't stand on my own side.
弟兄姊妹，哪一边都不能站的。
But he was not taking any side.
在中间我不知道。
I don't know anything among you.
我只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字。
I only know Christ and Christ crucified.
弟兄姊妹，你发现使徒们面临着教会不单纯的时候。
We saw these apostles before the impurities of church.
当就是饭食的供应上出现了怨言，出现了掺杂，出现了不单纯的时候。
Even when people were murmuring about the impurities and the mixtures as they serve food.
使徒们没有在那里责备啊。
Apostles were not rebuking anyone.
他们乃是用单纯来对付不单纯。
They simply encountered impurity with their own purity.
他们用主耶稣基督复活的生命吞灭死亡。
The resurrected life of Christ Jesus swallowed up death.
弟兄姊妹，你看见他们选出七个被圣灵充满、那个满了智慧的七位弟兄。
You saw they raised up seven vessels, seven brothers who are filled by the Holy Spirit.
他们把主的生命带进了教会里。
And the life of Christ was brought
into them. 生命吞灭了死亡。
Life was swallowed up.
是的，这里是有了不单纯。
Yes, there are impurities.
但是主的生命是单纯的。
But the life of Christ is
pure. 这个复活的生命要吞灭一切的不单纯。
And this risen life will swallow up any impurity.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候查经聚会，你觉得好像不单纯了。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes you feel the Bible study is not pure.
你觉得好像有死亡的这个权势在压住这个聚会。
You can sense their dominion's power of death, choking the meeting.
你怎么办？
And what would you do?
你说碰见不单纯了。
You say there are impurities.
那我也不单纯了。
Then making me impure too.
我走了。
Now I will leave.
换个聚会。
A change of gathering.
听说有八个、十个聚会呢。
I heard there are 8 or 10 more gatherings like
this. 我还可以换一个。
I can change one.
就算在这个聚会里面。
Even if I stay here.
我不讲话了。
I won't say anything.
有感动我不讲了。
Even if I have anything to say, I won't say
it. 不，弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers and sisters.
只有单纯能够胜过不单纯。
Only purity can overcome impurity.
黑暗永远不能赶出黑暗。
You cannot chase out darkness with more darkness.
死亡永远不能胜过死亡。
You cannot overcome death with death.
只有主耶稣复活的生命能够吞灭死亡，直到永远。
Only the resurrected life of Christ Jesus can swallow up death until eternity.
在主面前，在神面前，在基督耶稣面前，在蒙拣选天使面前。
Before God.Before Christ Jesus, before the elect angels,
到主面前去。
You will go before the Lord.
可能主只给你一个小小的感动。
Perhaps the Lord only give you one small sense.
好像一道清泉一样。
Just as a small trickling of clear water, clear stream.
所以整个聚会好像都往下沉了。
Even though the whole gathering seems to be in death and sinking,
因着这一道的活水。
But there is a small trickling of living water.
整个聚会活过来了。
The whole gathering will come back alive.
这是我们的见证，弟兄姊妹。
Wouldn't this be our testimony?
我们在神的面前看见，我们首先要站在主这一边。
And we need to see that we will stand on the Lord's side.
我们要用主的生命吞灭死亡。
The life of the Lord Jesus will swallow up death.
第三，这里说的要不要急促
？Thirdly, do not be hasty.
要等候。
Wait.
很多时候因为不等候的缘故
So often because we do not learn to wait
我们就很快就用不单纯来对付不单纯了
Hastily we will counter impurity with our own impurity
你就发现那个难处更大了对不对
we make the problem worse
你知道这个有的时候你服侍这个年长的弟兄你看他们有时候要吃药的
Sometimes we serve elderly brothers or sisters they need to take medicines
但是你知道他说他治一种的难处，他治好几片药。
And they have many different medicines to take.
对，好几种，他就分得很好。他不光是多，他是很多种啊。
not only they take many medicines, but they take many different kinds of
medicines.
And I asked them, you have only little illness. Do you need to take so much medicine? He said, because this medicine deals with this problem. But it has a lot of side effects. So to deal with this side effect, I need to take another medicine. But that medicine also has side effects. So I need to take another one to counter this one. So for this little illness, I need to take five different medicines. This is the way of the world. This is the elementary teaching of the world to deal with problems. Because none of the medicine is pure. They all have side effects. All the methods of man, when it comes out of men, they have side effects. Do not be hasty. Wait before the Lord. How precious. So often because of our haste, we fall into even more impurity. And I really felt that Apostle Paul was not giving a doctrine. But this is his experience in his life. We realize apostles or saints throughout generations are like this. Isn't that so with Isaiah? When he saw the corruption of the people of Israel, and when he was becoming impatient as he saw the sins, there is much condemnation in him. Yes, the word of the Lord calls him to speak. But when you read it, you felt that he was condemning. But when he waited before the Lord, after you saw King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord sitting on his temple, on his throne. And when you read from Isaiah chapter 6 forward, from that day on, he preached Lord Jesus to the people of Israel. Only Jesus is our hope.
弟兄姊妹,只消极的,只是批评,只是论断,不能够带进属灵的生命.
Only negative rebukes or judgment cannot bring in spiritual life.
只有生命能吞灭死亡.
Only life can swallow death.
我觉得太宝贵了.
It's so precious.
这是我们今天, 我想如果我们关心神的家,
today, if we care for the house of God,
刚才我们弟兄提了,
our brother mentioned we need to know how to conduct ourselves in the house of God. How should we conduct ourselves?
Oh,
and here it gives us very precious reminders. Because the Lord wants desires after pure vessels. Only purity can bring in testimony of the Lord. And we can bring in the coming of the Lord. And that hymn we just sang, 233, was so very good. Let's sing it again and let it be our prayer.
We'll
just ask our sisters to intro for us and let's sing it again. The lyrics from every stanza is so good. It should be our prayer in our heart.
好, Yes, sir.